This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Good day, everyone. This is Destiny Talks with Titilokwe Iyowu Oyadeyi, and I will be talking about forgiveness. I've actually got just a few moments to kind of brainstorm on this forgiveness checklist that I said I was going to talk about. And this afternoon, I am going to be attending to the question one, which says, how do you feel when you how do you feel when you see your offender? Do you feel angry? Do you feel sad? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel joyful, or do you feel neutral? Hallelujah to the King of Kings, and hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. First and foremost, an offender to me is somebody who does a wrong thing to me. For instance, somebody who by words of mouth destroys my character, a slanderer, because the Bible says that a slanderer, somebody who destroys your character, is a person that murders. You know, you are in the same line with a murderer, because when you spoil a person, you are actually demoralizing that person. People who don't know that person, when they see that person, especially those who are not spiritually matured, they see that person and they begin to behave in a way that is not good to that person. Another way I see an offender is somebody who who disrespects you, who does not see you the way God sees you. So this is my own definition of offender. And I know that some people may have been also being in the line of my profession as a registered nurse and a disability support worker. I have come across females who have been sexually molested and sexually harassed. And to those people, they can call them an offender, you know. But me answering this question and with my life experiences, I would say an offender is somebody who disrespects me, and somebody who by the words of mouth destroys my character. The reason why I say that is the mouth maketh and the mouth also destroys. Even the Bible says it, you know. Before a person can actually open their mouth to say something about it, it means that they have been a thought process. So that means that, you know, what you say about people is what you actually think about them. And sometimes it might not be who that person is. Now, going back to the question, it's saying, when I see my offender, when I see somebody who has destroyed my character by words of mouth, when I see somebody who sees me and disrespects me, do I feel angry? Do I feel sad? Do I feel depressed? Do I feel joyful? Do I feel neutral? Let me start with angry. Yes. I will feel angry. You know, I am human. When you destroy my character and you disrespect me, I am human, and I need to show that I am angry with what you said. For you not to be angry is like you don't have feelings. This is me trying to address this question. You know, for you not to be angry means that you have no feelings. So for me, I would be angry. But like the Bible says, do not let your anger be for too long. So I would be angry for a certain period, trying to imagine, why can this person, or how on earth can this person go around to slander my character when you don't even know me? And why would you not come to me one-on-one and ask me, why did this happen, instead of spreading rumors? And you know, like I said, the Bible says a person would destroy the person's character. You know, you have actually murdered that person, because people, you just see people who you don't know and they begin to act in a way. They begin to run away from you, not knowing that somebody in the secret has been destroying your character. So yes, I would be angry, and also I will be obedient to the word of God to quickly take the anger off by looking for strategies to deal with my anger. So how do I deal with my anger? If I cannot face that person to say, hey, stop it, I do not like it, I will tell people who are close to the person to please tell the person, please stop it, I don't like it. Because especially in the house of God too, when these kind of things happen in the house of God, it kind of hinders your worship, because you are in the church to worship and to commune with other people. And if you, even the Bible says that before you come to my altar, drop all grievances. So I think it is important for you to get angry at something that is wrong, because even the Bible says that if you love me and you obey me, if you love me as a father, you must love what I love and hate what I hate. And part of what God hates is slander. You cannot destroy the character of a person whom you do not know. And you shouldn't judge people. You know all those things that are classified as being wrong. So for me, it's okay to be angry. And my strategy would be, if I can talk to that person, I will talk to the person directly. If the person doesn't listen, then I will escalate it and talk to a person that is closer to that person. Because even the Bible says, the person that you love is the person that you correct. And also the book of Proverbs says, only a fool will be corrected and get angry. But a wise person, when you correct them, they'll change their ways. So that is it for being angry. Will you be sad? Yes, I will be sad if I put the person in a high esteem, like this person is of high character, you know, like teachers, like leaders, like people who you actually look up to, and they behave that way. I'll be thinking, oh, this is so sad, because I expect you. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is expected, you know. And also the Bible says that it will really judge the leaders. Because you can't give what you don't have. So, I would be angry. I would be sad. But then that would be it. Because you cannot, once you allow the spirit of anger and the spirit of sadness to continue to be in you, you will not allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. So you have to feel that kind of feeling and get it away. Trust me, I am a kind of person, when you really make me upset and angry, on that spur of moment, I am really crazy. Like, what is going on? If you ask me the next minute, I'm done with it. The only way I would remember is if you repeat it. If you repeat it and I see you that you have repeated it, then it will remind me. And trust me, I love my God. I love myself more than I want my peace of mind than anything. So your attitude, your character will never ever stop me from being who God wants me to be. So I will be angry a little bit. I might be sad a little bit. That will be it in Jesus' name. Now, will I be depressed? No, not at all. Depressed is allowing anger and sadness to go for a long period of time. Me being a registered nurse, and you know, if you are a health practitioner, I think you would agree with me on this, that if you allow the spirit of anger to be in you for a period of time and the spirit of sadness to be with you for a period of time, then you will be depressed. It will affect your normal daily life activities. And if you have seen people who have been depressed or checked the meaning of depression, it means that certain things have affected your emotion and well-being to the point that you cannot go on with daily life activities. You begin to withdraw from certain things. So I will never be depressed in Jesus' name. So if you are the person that has a spirit of anger and a spirit of sadness, don't let it go for a while. Can you stop it now? Stop it. After this brainstorming on this question, we're going to pray together. And also it says, when you see your offender, will you be joyful? Absolutely, yes. Why am I joyful? I am not joyful because of the offender. I am joyful because my spirit has to remain joyful in the presence of God, is fullness of joy. The only way to get rid of the spirit of enemy is to be joyful. Praise and worship God all the time. As you move, say thank you, Jesus. Pray before you leave your house. Worship at all times. Speak in the Spirit whenever you can. Remain joyful. If you are joyful, the spirit of anger, whoever is carrying the spirit of anger and sadness will get irritated with your joyfulness, and they are going to flee from you in Jesus' name. Will I remain neutral? I can remain neutral. And you know, this last one is kind of funny in the sense that I can remain neutral, in the sense that if I see that you have been doing me wrong for a long time and it is in my spirit to call you and talk to you, and I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying not now, and I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying don't tell anyone, then I will just remain neutral and I will still be joyful. I will still be happy because I know God has taken control over it. Now, in the case where you are in the middle of two people who are getting angry at each other, jealous of each other, slandering each other, and all sorts of things, I will also be careful. If I am not ready to, because I'm not going to jeopardize my own peace of mind to settle a quarrel, but if the Lord empowers me to do so at the right time, then I will do that. So, you know, I could be neutral and also I may not be neutral. So that is my answer for the first question. If you have any comments or any, anything that you have to say about this, or if you want to share Bible scriptures about this. Actually, you know what? After this, I would be sharing some Bible scriptures that go with this. But I will still continue to read my 52 weeks of scriptural verses on forgiveness, and I will see if the Bible verses are the same with the Bible verses I will be looking up. So thank you, Jesus. So that's the question one. Let's pray together, family. Let's thank the Lord first and foremost for sustaining us. Let's thank the Lord also for keeping us alive. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, and hallelujah to the Lord of Lords for keeping us alive. Today is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in him. Father, if there be anyone listening to me that somebody has done something to and has made that person angry to the point that they are still living with the spirit of anger, anytime they see the offender, they get so furious, they get so upset, they even start to verbalize that, you know, I'm never going to have anything to do with that person, or they are saying, you know, I can't just cope with that person. Know that you're still carrying the spirit of anger, but it is not left for me to judge, because in the end, it is God that sees the intention of your heart and your emotions and your actions. But I am praying that may the Lord replace the spirit of anger with the Holy Spirit, and may the Lord empower you to bear fruit of the Holy Spirit in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't we put all the spirit together? Father, we come against the spirit of anger. We come against the spirit of sadness. We destroy the spirit of depression. And we say that all enemy destructions are finished. We say that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against power. We wrestle against the wickedness of this age and the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds and casting down arguments and any high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and every thought will be put into captivity in the obedience of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have given us the power to trample over snakes and scorpions. You have given us authority over all the power of the enemy, including the strategic plans of the enemy, such as the spirit of anger, sadness, depression. You have given us your authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall bow by any means hurt us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because our prayers have been answered. Let everyone that has heard this voice know that is sad, that is angry, let their spirit be joyful. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This is Titi Lokwe, your Destiny Talks, and I am making reference to 52 scriptural verses on forgiveness by Sister Esther Samuels. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan African Radio.